Hi, besties. Welcome back to the It's Nap Time podcast. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome. Hello. I'm so excited that you are here, whether if you are a new listener or if you've been here from the beginning, almost 30 episodes. Are we on episode 30? Might be on episode 29 or 30, but that is so exciting. This is not our usual Tuesday launch episode, but you know, sometimes life just gets in the way. And that's okay, but this episode is going to be very, I don't want to say cliche or maybe expected, but very on brand and on theme for the current, you know, what's going on in the world. So today is actually Wednesday, so the 20th, and apparently yesterday, the 19th, was the first day of spring. So happy spring, y'all. I don't think I would have assumed it was spring yet. Honestly, I thought it was spring like 2 weeks ago because here in New Jersey, it was actually 72 and 73 for like 2 days. Not the whole day, but like a good 2 or 3 hours of the day. It was phenomenal. Of course, those days were spent taking walks after work, and I want to say that there was one weekend where both days were gorgeous. So lots of walks downtown, enjoying my morning coffee on the balcony with, you know, the sun hitting my face. We are on the top floor, so that is a perk of my current living situation. And yeah, even though we don't have a backyard, we do have a nice little balcony to tan on. Even when it's colder, because we're on the top floor, it just feels warmer, obviously. I don't have to explain that to you, but it is nice that even though if I go downstairs and walk around, it's a little bit chillier, but I can be on the balcony and it's warm. It feels almost hot. Anyways, today's episode is going to be all about spring cleaning, like I said, tying into it being spring. Oh, and what I was going to say, I literally feel like sometimes I'm like a ping pong machine, just bouncing random ideas in my head. I've never been diagnosed with ADHD, and I'm not one of those girlies that's like, oh, I have it without even being diagnosed, but maybe it's the coffee, maybe it's just the fact that, you know, I have the shortest attention span, which I'm working on. But anyways, yesterday it was so cold. The last 2 days have been so freezing. It's so unfair. Kim, there's people dying, but it has been so cold. I want to say it actually even snowed yesterday. It didn't snow in our city, our town, but I did see an Instagram reel of a girl saying it's the first day of spring, but snowing in New Jersey, which is unfortunate. My dad and I were on the phone yesterday, and he said how it was like 30-something degrees. Thankfully, it was like 43 here yesterday, but that's just disturbing. I hope you guys have had an amazing week. It's been a week since we've chit-chatted, a week and a day. But I hope you have, you know, done something to make you smile, done something for yourself, taking care of yourself, whether if it was taking yourself out on a little date, or even just doing a little bit extra skincare, or giving yourself your favorite little treat, silly little drink, silly little treat. I did see something on, what social media platform was it? It was probably Facebook, because that's where people like to, you know, just be Karens and weird. But it was a post and someone said, you can't give yourself a silly little treat after doing laundry, or something that like is a basic thing to do every single day. And someone commented and said, sounds like someone needs a silly little treat, and that really resonated with me because, you know, it costs to live like this. It costs to do the things that we are expected to do every single day, and what it costs is my sanity, and I know I'm not alone in that. Adulting is not all that it cracked up to be. Granted, there are some things that are like, holy shit, I've been waiting for this, but there are some trade-offs, let me tell you what, and of course, no one tells you about it. When they say, don't grow up too fast, or, you know, hold on to your youth and your childhood as long as you can, they don't tell you why. Like, obviously, we all know bills and shit, but, like, and the cost of living was not what it is today. Like, 10 years ago when I was told, like, oh, don't grow up too fast, or, oh, you're gonna miss it. Like, obviously, I'm going to miss it, and I do miss it, but my wallet, my pockets miss it. My pockets hurt, y'all. Anyways, let's talk about some things that we can do for some spring cleaning. Okay, wait, pause. I don't think we discussed the full Love is Blind reunion because the episode released on Tuesday. our podcast episode. And then the reunion was like, what, Wednesday at like 9 p.m.? That shit was insane, guys. The way that they just grilled Trevor. Tell me why I felt bad for him for like 0.2 seconds, but why did he go? He knew he was going to be asked all of those questions, so why did he go? You know what I mean? Like, it kind of does make me think, oh, he was just there for the reality TV aspect. And not all of us literally are riding for this man, like, saying that if anyone hurts him, like, they will be found. And in all actuality, he had a girl on the outside and not them exposing the text. Like, holy shit. I will say that Nick and Vanessa Lachey did their job and, you know, they came through as hosts. I want to say that I heard that they had like 2 or 3 seasons of Love is Blind in the vault. So after last season, I know everyone was like, fuck Nick and Vanessa, but specifically Vanessa, because I feel like she's always targeting like one person, the couple. And don't get me wrong, like, it's fun to like joke and like hate on men, but like, she takes it way too far. For the most, like, almost all of the relationships, she's always attacking the man. When it's like, the woman also has a reason for why it didn't work out either, but, and we don't know how the narrative of the like videos and what they're showing is portrayed. We all have to know by now that they are going to pick and choose a storyline for each, I was going to say character, but it's not even a character. It's a person and this is their real life. So it's like, we all kind of have to realize that you can't just full on like guns blazing attack someone for their role in reality TV, because I'll be the first to say it. If I, one of my relationships in the past was broadcasted on live television, like how these people are, granted, I know they're signing up for it, but like, you're still a human being. You're still a person. You're still going to have emotions. And if any of my meltdowns were ever broadcasted, yeah, that would be it for me. That I would be moving to a third world country and you would never hear from me ever again. I don't know how these people do it. Again, I know they sign up for it, but whatever. And also, I feel like they didn't even discuss, they could have gone after Chelsea way harder. Not that like she deserved to be go after, but all they brought up was the Megan Fox comment. And then there's an interview of Chelsea talking about all this shit that Jimmy did that was never recorded. He was definitely someone, in my opinion, that when the cameras were out, acted a certain way. And we all have to realize that probably every single couple had that, you know what I mean? Where one person, maybe even both, were putting on a front when the cameras were there. Which, like, I mean, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you be on your best behavior too? But they needed something juicy, so they pulled out all the juicy content. But like I said, like, the whole drunken fight between Chelsea and Jimmy. And did they even talk about at the reunion about Jimmy's little relationship with his female friend? Because that shit was whack. And then what else was I going to say? Oh, AD and Clay, we didn't get anything on them. Like, I truly think from the bottom of my heart that Clay was just so traumatized by his parents. And he has been putting in so much work, allegedly, from what he said. And I don't think we've had any one person, after like a relationship fell through, still come out and say, you're the love of my life, I love you, I've been working on this, like, I would still be with you. So I don't know what's going on there. And I was a ride or die for AD, but I feel like there are some things behind the camera that we did not see that happened. And yeah, that's all I'm gonna say about that. Tabling the Love is Blind conversation for now. If you guys are obsessed with reality TV like I am, they have another perfect match coming out with Jessica, Micah from last season, and fuck, what was that guy's name? Is it Bartiste? I think it is Bartiste. Anyways, and there's a new The Circle coming out, and I think another one of those shows. I want to say You is coming out as well, which is not reality TV, but while we're on this train, Stranger Things should be coming out soon too, which is very exciting. Actually, The Circle should be coming out soon. When I googled it last time, it said spring of 2024, so the first day of spring was yesterday. If you hear some crunching, it is just Peach eating. We got her these new elevated bowls so that her neck wouldn't be hurting while she's eating and getting a little whisker fatigue. So hopefully she's very, you know, happy with her new bowls. We do have a few things coming up. When I say we, like me and Anthony and just myself. a few very exciting things coming up that I cannot say yet. I'm just, keeping it to myself for the time being, but I'm so excited to share it with you guys. It is something that has been a long time coming, and just, I know God has his hand on the situation, so if it's going to work out, it's going to work out, but just know that I should have some exciting announcements in the very near future. So let's talk about spring cleaning. When I think of spring cleaning, first of all, I think of when I was younger and, as kids, we'd have to, help our parents clean the house and stuff like that. But I never really saw this shift from like winter to spring or spring to summer living in Arizona or even Florida for college. But now being in New Jersey, spring is so exciting. Like when people would say their favorite season and they would say spring, I'd be like, what is the difference from spring and summer? But it's also just the vibe. Like now understanding how wintery winter can be, spring is so lovely. And I like it's just so nice. It's like a little precursor to summer, like you're defrosting, your personality is defrosting. You can start wearing your cute clothes again, which like don't get me wrong, winter and fall clothes are cute, but I am a girl that will be Adam Sandler through and through. Like, I love my sweatsets. I love my baggy clothing. It makes me feel safe. But what we're going to, break it down for spring cleaning are into a few different categories. So let's think of the resets that we can do for spring. Of course, you always hear people talk about and post videos of in their vlogs of their weekly resets, their Sunday resets. I follow a few people that do like Wednesday resets, which are so nice. And we can break this up into like two different brackets. So one is like the cleaning reset where, you go through maybe like one part of your house every day or one part of your house every weekend, one room, the garage, the bathroom, whatever. Maybe you can tackle it all in a day. Like if you live in an apartment like I do, I could definitely tackle it in a day's time on like a Saturday or Sunday. And then you can also do your resets like when you do an everything shower. You can do an actual like physical reset, wash your hair, wash your body, exfoliate, shave, body oil, face mask, hair mask, all of the things, okay? What you can also do is do, a little wardrobe clean out, go through your clothing, start to organize your stuff by putting the winter stuff and the fall stuff in the back or like the back of your closet or maybe in like bins, however you do your organizing. Maybe it goes into your coat closet, maybe it goes into, I don't know, however your organization is, how much room you have. Start to bring out those spring and summer clothing because it's approaching, Go through your clothes that just no longer make you feel good, okay? Go through all of the things that maybe in your opinion are just out of season, or even if it's just out of season and you don't want to keep it for next season, something that, first of all, maybe you outgrew, which there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. Remember, you and your body are so beautiful, you are so worthy, and do not determine your worth by your pant size, your shirt size, your anything size. Your body is so perfect and you are a constantly changing human being. So if you outgrow something, who the fuck cares? Don't look at it and keep it in your closet as like a constant reminder of like, you no longer fit in this, okay? Buy the bigger size. It happens to literally everyone and it does not mean that anything is wrong with you. You are not meant to stay the same size as you were when you were in high school, when you were a senior in high school, when you were in college, even. Like right now, I'm 25 and I still have some clothing from college. And I know I've spoken about this before in the past, but, and I'll issue a little trigger warning, but I was someone that had a very raging eating disorder, like very bad, to where like my people that were closest to me were so concerned for me. And it had just become such a lifestyle that I didn't even notice that there was something wrong with me. And over the last year and a half, I've like really conquered it and gotten a grip on my relationship with food and, looking at food as fuel and not punishment, and working out as not even like something that I have to do to maintain something, but something that I get to do, and it makes me feel good, all the endorphins and the dopamine and, you know, everything they say about the runner's high, like all those things. I still had some clothing in my closet from when I was as small as I was and when I weighed as little as I did. And, you know, just for like shits and giggles, I have put on the clothing before and like I can't button the shorts or they don't fit over my legs anymore. And that's completely fine. Buy the bigger size, buy the 2, 3, 4 sizes bigger. You would rather wear clothing that truly fits you and doesn't like hurt your stomach because the item is so small, or hurt your back, or hurt whatever, make you feel so uncomfortable and look like you're just walking like a total freak because your clothing doesn't fit. You don't want to be uncomfortable and feeling like shit in some clothing that you're trying to force yourself to fit in. I promise you, you are going to look 10 times better if you're wearing clothing that truly fits you and, you know, not even compliments or flatters your body, but like is for your body. You know what I mean? Like, you are not meant to just see a pair of jeans and like, oh, I have to fit in those jeans. No, there's always going to be a pair that is going to fit you. And I promise you, you're going to look and feel better and look better to other people. Not that it even matters what other people think of you, but you're going to look that much better when you're in clothing that fits your body. And you know the saying, I don't want to say it backwards. It's either you're meant to fit clothing or clothing is not meant to fit you. One of the two. You know what I'm trying to say, but your body is not meant to fit in the clothing that you wore 3 years ago. And if you want it to, and that's a goal that you're working towards, please do it in a healthy way. But just understand that your value and your worth is not determined by your clothing size, by the number on the scale. It's not determined by any of that. It's truly on what you bring to the table. And not to go on a total like to go down the rabbit hole or anything, but no one is going to remember like, oh wow, she looked really great in a sundress. Oh wow, she looked really great in jeans and a crop top. No one's going to remember that about you. People are going to remember A, how you made them feel, and B, like how they felt when you weren't there, when there was that missing presence that you bring to the table, when there's an absence of you. That's what you want to strive for in this world, is bringing something to people that, first of all, shows that you are just this amazing person and that you are such a light to people. I know from speaking, like from personal experience, when I was in the trenches of an eating disorder, I felt the absolute worst about myself. I quote unquote looked the best. I probably got the most compliments that I've ever received before, but I was truly dying on the inside. I was harming my body and it was just not a good look. I was angry all the time. I was hungry all the time. And I was so used to being hungry all the time that I didn't even realize I was a raging bitch and hangry 24/7 because I didn't feel hungry. So anyways, putting a pin in that, we've gone through cleaning, we've gone through our clothes, go through your wardrobe, spruce it up. If there's some things that you want to buy, see if there's some sales going on, girl. I know people love to do spring sales, even for like Ulta. I know Ulta and Sephora, I believe, are having a sale. I keep getting all of those automated texts and emails saying, hey, we have a 30% off of any like store that I'm subscribed to. So take advantage of those spring sales. The clothing that you don't want anymore, go ahead and donate it if there's a Goodwill, thrift store, anything near you. Or they also have those like donation little bins. They have like so many near us, so we're constantly donating our stuff there, and it's just awesome. Reorganize a little part that you are constantly looking at every single day. So I work from home, and you know, the space gets kind of bland and boring sometimes, so I love to do a little sprucing up and a reorganization. And lastly, for the little cleaning resets, your social media. Go through the people that you're following, and if you no longer align with them or they just kind of make you feel like shit, go ahead and do a little purge. Hell, maybe even take a break from social media, coming from the one who probably should do it herself and loves social media. It is okay to give yourself a break and a reset and, you know, kind of just like reconnect with yourself. Next category, like I just said, reconnecting. Reconnect with yourself, your friends, your goals. reconnect with the things that make you feel like you, maybe even visit some of your New Year's resolutions or your vision board and kind of just see, you know, a little check-in. Speaking of goals, let's go ahead and make some goals. Short goals, long-term goals, something that you want to accomplish by the end of the week, just anything that makes you feel productive. And, you know, you don't want to put something like, oh, your 10-year goal, and then you don't see any of it come to fruition. Give yourself a goal that you can, you know, accomplish in the short term. Give yourself like a week goal, a month goal, a 3-month goal, maybe even a goal by Memorial Day for summer, you know? And this can be anything. It can be with your career, it can be in your personal life, your social life, your physical, mental, anything like that. Even if it's just wanting to start a new hobby or start a new workout class or learn a new pose in yoga, just create a goal for yourself so you can have something to actively work towards. Maybe it's even reading 3 books, whatever it is, posting 10 videos a day, blow up on social media, whatever your goal is, give yourself something that is tangible and something that makes you feel excited and motivated. My last little section for spring cleaning is going to be hobbies. Now, let's dive into hobbies. I know I talk about hobbies all the time, and I have an episode, like one of my first few episodes, talking about hobbies are hot. Having something that you are passionate about and, you know, don't necessarily want to monetize it, which monetizing your hobbies is great, but I feel like you can then sometimes lose a little bit of your passion and feel kind of forced to do it. Hobbies are something that you should be able to do mindlessly, but also it gives you joy and like you can get some serotonin boost off of it. Whether if that's, you know, working out, going on walks, doing yoga, doing a workout class, learning to crochet, painting, making jewelry, bracelets, you know, those little charm necklaces and charm bracelets. By the way, I just bought some charms off of Amazon and little bracelets to do. I'm so excited to make some charm bracelets and necklaces for the summer. I'm even making one of those little charm things to put on a trucker hat, which I am now seeing the hype in trucker hats. I did not see it before, but there are so many cute trucker hats that have just been coming out. Anyways, hobbies, doing something with your hands, baking, cooking, FaceTiming a friend, catching up on a show, binging a show, whatever your hobby is, playing video games, anything of the sort. Go and make sure that's a priority in your life. Maybe it's not something you can do every single day, but at least a few times a week. Maybe if it's even something that's like a weekend hobby, that's great too. You want to make sure that you're having things in your life that you're able to just tap into and have fun with and not feel the pressure or like you have to perform or succeed in it. Trust me, once you are my age and I'm sure older and you're no longer like in school, I really felt like once I graduated, I was like, what the fuck is next? Like, I was just dangling off the cliff. Like, okay, I guess I get a job now, and I guess this is what I do now. But I had so much more free time in college, high school, obviously when I was younger. And school was like, you know, oh, I got to get through my school day and then I have fun. Now it's like, I get through my work day and there's still so many stressors in life. So you want to make sure that you are making time for yourself so that you don't quite literally go crazy and, you know, kind of just lose the purpose of what it means to be human and what it means to be alive. Because I truly believe that there is so much more in the human experience than just clocking into a 9-to-5 shift every single day, having a mortgage. I truly believe that there is so much more that we have to unlock about being alive. And part of that is, you know, tapping into what makes you you, healing your inner child, doing things that make the younger you, the teenage version of you, the whatever version of you happy, the current version of you. You want to make sure that you are, you know, just being your biggest advocate and your biggest fan and your best friend. I hope that you guys are able to get some inspiration off of this episode and just know that you are so important, you're so needed, you're so loved. We're going to do a fun episode in either next week or the week after on horror date stories or worst date, whether if it's a first date or whatever date. So if you have anything to contribute to the conversation, go ahead and go to my Instagram, and the Google form link will be either on like the story post for that day or in my bio, or you can just DM me whatever you want. The Instagram podcast name is at It's Nap Time Podcast, and you can always follow me on my personal, which is at Natalie X Palick. Thank you guys so much for being here. I love you so, so, so much. I hope you enjoyed your nap time. If you are feeling up to it, go ahead and follow our podcast on Instagram and on Spotify and give this a 5-star rating and review. It really does help out the podcast so much. Thank you so much to everyone who tuned in. I love you so much, and I will talk to you next time. Bye.